So the club were reborn, with the first game on the 22nd of August at the Recreation Ground against Clapton. We don't actually have any surviving audio from the day, but it might have sounded a bit like this.
Welcome to the Recreation Ground. Remarkably, just 5 months after the old club folded, here we are, ready for the first game of the new club, Aldershot Town FC. The tears from Ninian Park are barely dry, but the fans, what looks like around 1,500 of them, have a new team and a new dream. Chairman and founder Terry Owens has set a target of 10 years to get back to the Football League. That's a promotion every other season, and that's some ask. There was a nice touch a few moments ago. The Clapton chairman presented the Aldershot board with a canister of rum. The story we're getting up here in the press box is that they've sworn not to open it until they get back into the Football League. Now, I'm no rum expert, but just how nice it'll taste in 10 to 15 years' time or more, I'm not so sure. Aldershot under pressure at the back. Scott for Clapton, 1-0 to the visitors. It's taken just 5 minutes to burst the shot's bubble. The worst possible start for Steve Wignall and his team. More trouble here for the shots, and Scott has a second for Clapton. The wreck is in stunned silence, probably the biggest crowd in the history of the Isthmian Third Division, and you can hear a pin drop. The visitors just have not read the script. Aldershot 0, Clapton 2, and we've had less than half an hour. The ball falls to Mark Butler. He's taken 34 minutes to etch his name in the history of the new Aldershot Town. Their first goal in competitive action. Mark Butler has it. The shots are back in the game. Aldershot 1, Clapton 2. Steve Stairs, it's 2. In 2 minutes, the wreck has come alive now. The shots are level. It's Aldershot 2, Clapton 2. Steve Stairs again. Can he make it 3? He can. Aldershot Town have come from 2 goals down in their first ever league match to lead 3-2 on the stroke of half-time. It's 3 goals in 10 minutes, a second for Steve Stairs, and you just get the feeling it's not going to be an easy ride supporting this team. And Mark Butler scores his second of the game. He turns and runs towards the East Bank. The club chairman, Terry Owens, can breathe a little more easily now. It looks like his 10-year plan to get the club back to the Football League is going to begin with a win. 20 minutes to go. It's Aldershot Town 4, Clapton 2.
Richard Fleming says even the press were amazed with what they saw.
It was phenomenal. Absolutely incredible because, I mean, they were taking 2,500 fans away from home. They were getting, you know, 3,500 at home. And you remember this was Division 3 South, as it was then. It was the proverbial one man and his dog. And you just thought the bubble is going to burst.